Hello, this is Emily and Celeste, and we're Overnight Oats. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. How are you doing this morning, Celeste? It is. Yeah. It reminds us of our respective homes.
It does.
In the slightest sense.
What music are you
going
to play?
Oh, you were like something else.
Hello. This is one of our friends just tuned in. And she asked, is Overnight Oats not on today? Hello, it is on.
We are very much on, JJ. Do not worry. We are here for you.
Anyway, stay tuned.
Yeah, okay. We'll talk more cohesively in a bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good setup.
Cool. See you soon.
If I touch
Just listening to, I'm going to butcher this so bad, Tadao by Masego and FKJ. And
what? Say that again, please.
Okay, what did you play before that?
I played The Beautiful Ones by Prince, and it's one of my favorite songs.
Oh, how did you hear about the song?
I don't know. I remember there was a point in time when I was just like, I really want to listen to all the Prince songs I can find. And that was also very enjoyable. I don't know what were you gonna say.
Cool.
Oh wait, also JJ's listening. Shout out to JJ. I keep losing my train of thought.
It's okay.
Today. Thank you for listening, JJ. We miss you. Yeah. We wish you were here.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to believe that. Like, I guess you graduated 2 years ago now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, oh,
Wild.
I know. We're old enough here that we can, like, think about the people that have graduated so far in the past.
Yeah, honestly, being a senior is so wild.
Yeah? What's the wildest part of being a senior?
I don't know yet. I'll let you know when I get there. Like, it, or just, like, the concept of it. Of being, of feeling like not really here is really strange. And then also feeling like I have to be really present because it's my last year, but then also wanting to not care about it because it's my last year. And then, like, not wanting to do things for the sake of doing them. I don't know if you have that feeling, but I do have that impulse.
Yeah, something that people are saying that I kind of resonate with is, like, it feels like we're freshmen again. And I feel like that there is, like, less of a layer of, like when I meet other people in our year that I, like, know that they've been on campus for, like, this whole time, and we, like, have friends in common, but, like, we just have never talked. And, like, I feel like now it's a lot more like, yeah, like, we can say, like, we can, like, introduce ourselves without, like, a layer of, like, self-consciousness about it.
Yeah, that's true. Like, I'm glad to not be in that place anymore.
Yeah, I know. So shout out to all the freshmen that are going through and finish, I guess, month one now.
Yeah.
So
I kind of, like, so every time I talk to, like, upperclassmen as a, like, as a sophomore first year, like, people would be like, oh, I thought you were a senior, and I didn't really know why, but, like, now I get it, because there's an energy that first years have I don't think I ever had.
You just gave up.
Yes. But then,
or you just skipped it, rather.
Maybe. Mature for my age. But yeah, so I kind of get it now. Like, it's different.
Yeah.
Good luck, everyone.
Good luck out there, folks.
Okay. Shall we?
What are you gonna play next?
I guess this could be for JJ. It's a song for JJ.
A song.
A dedication.
Oh, lovely.
心甘情愿感染你的气息。 didn't make it a thing. Your mama didn't know that I was there. I tried to swallow my pride when you left me lonely outside. And I didn't know you would never show me so comfortable with white lies. Looking like a fool, what else could I do? After all we've been through, it still hurts. But I forgive you, though my friends tell me not to. I forgive you, even when it's so hard to. When we are good, we're great. But I couldn't keep on carrying on this way.
These days, my doctor really loved me, how I'm only half awake. I just came from the funeral. go. I pray my soul is still eternal. And my mama don't forget about me. I pray my mama don't forget about me. I pray my granny don't forget about me. I know everyone goes someday. I know my body's fragile, I know it's made from clay. But if I have to go, I pray my soul is still eternal.
Just listening to Carmelo Duro by Miguel and Kali Uchis. I don't know how to pronounce her name. What was played before that for you?
I don't remember.
It was the No Name.
Oh, yeah, No Name. Oh, from No Name's new album, Room 25, which is really incredible. And we're listening to Don't You Forget About Me, which is... No Name tweeted that was her favorite song.
Aww.
Which is on the album, which I think is really cute.
That is sweet.
Yeah. And I think we're gonna do a PSA right now.
Yes. So this is about the Somerville Mobile Farmers Market. So the Somerville Mobile Farmers Market delivers locally grown produce to various parts of the city with the goal of ensuring that all residents have access to healthy foods at affordable prices. Receive 50% off your purchase if you're a resident of North Street Housing or Mystic Housing, or for showing your SNAP, WIC card, or Senior Farmers Market coupons. The mobile market runs through October 20th, which is so soon, and accepts cash, credit, debit, SNAP EBT, WIC Farmers Markets coupons, and Senior Farmers Markets coupons.
October 20th. It's also when I'm going to see Mitski. Every time someone says October 20th,
relevant.
I like sit up and be like,
the last day of the mobile farmer's market and the day and Celeste the day sees Mitski. I'm gonna see Mitski. Incredible.
Yeah. Very important.
Yeah.
Oh. No, the mobile farmer's market is also important. And I'm sorry it's going to go so soon.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No more greens, everyone.
No more greens, everyone. Oh, but there's plenty to look forward to in winter.
I don't know about that. We also have so many apples in our house right now because, like, so many.
So it's kind of ridiculous how many apples we have.
And the berries.
Yeah.
Which I love them, but that's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like almost because there's so many, I've, like, not been eating them.
Why?
In the sense that I don't really know. There might be some like psychological reason thingy theory, but it's like, I guess it's like just so many. It feels almost like a part of the kitchen now, like a little like I don't know, like a sculpture. I don't know. Maybe I'm being very extensive here, but like, yeah, I don't know. It's just we just have so many apples. It's
we really do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speculate about why you're not eating them.
Yeah, I don't know. I really should. I'm sure there is a psychology reason. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And my professor brought apples to class the other day because he lives right by an apple orchard.
Oh.
So that was really nice.
Yeah.
We just ate apples.
That's awesome.
Crunch.
As of our housemate Madeline yesterday, like, she and her friend were in Davis Square, and, like, did you see the grapes in our kitchen?
Oh, they're grapes. I thought they were blueberries.
I know. Yeah, they're very round.
So sweet.
They're very sweet. They're like little jellies. Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, they're really cute. So it's like, yeah, so she and her friend were, or like her friend said that like she saw this the day before, but it was like a public fruit harvesting thing at like one of the fences that these two folks had planted this like grapevine for like 30 years ago or something.
Wow.
And so they were like doing a public fruit harvest yesterday at noon. And so that's where they picked. Like, there's a bunch of grapes in the fridge as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I saw that huge bag.
Yeah.
I thought they were berries. So it's like...
Oh, yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's like 30 years.
Yeah.
Worth of waiting.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Fruits. Delicious. Plants.
I wonder if they grow back faster or no.
Yeah. I don't know. Really not the person to ask.
That's
true. We need a guest to talk about it.
Yeah, that's true. How do you want guests?
We should do a plant-based show.
we can't believe I just said that. The other day, I was playing my ukulele on... Not mine.
Your
ukulele. I've come to think of it as mine, but it is not.
And oh, it is gone now, right?
Is it? I haven't checked.
I think
I
so.
Here. Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess we don't have a ukulele anymore. But I was playing it the other day at Marissa. I was like, will you please play the ukulele on my show? And I was like, of course, but I don't...
Well, yeah, you need to find a sub.
A sub ukulele.
A sub ukulele.
But I could also play the guitar, like Touche's guitar.
Oh, yeah.
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 Anyway,
you can bring that.
Our house, full of music and full of grapes.
Music and grapes. That describes this pretty well, I feel like.
The name of a movie.
Yeah. All right. Do you know what you want to play next?
I do.
Okay. Wait, do you want to say what you want to play next?
It's a song that I heard in New York,
And
it's by Bibi Burelli and Earl St. Clair.
Oh, amazing. We'll have to hear about your New York trip in our next talk break.
After the break.
After the break. Yeah.
just a little too perfect. And I don't know if it's what I want or what I need. Girl, I think about it all 24/7. It's always on my mind. If I knew how it would've made me feel, I would never let you out of my sight. Now I can't sleep, I keep having these visions in my dreams. And every time I think about the day I left you, I don't wanna live that day. And I hurt why it's wrong.
So, what did you just play, Celeste? Which song?
1950 by King Princess.
Yay. And, oh gosh, I'm really picking songs that I do not know how to pronounce today. The song is called Lady, but I have no idea how to pronounce the artist's names. I think I did look up one of the artists, and it's like C-V-I-R-O, but I think they pronounce it Cairo.
Okay.
Like, yeah. I don't know.
Cool.
And then you were playing a song before... by
Bibi Borelli, was that the Bibi? Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, Bibi, yeah, by Bibi Borelli and Earl St. Clair. Perfect. Which I heard in a cafe.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
Tell us about New York. I feel like that's such a break. Okay, but you were at the Singapore Literary Festival.
I was at the Singapore Literature Festival this weekend, in New York City, partly for like research for school stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I really enjoyed that experience. It felt really just like, so they brought a theater company for the first time.
Oh,
that
wow.
was really interesting. And they're all, I guess they're like the logistical limitations of not being able to fly a whole group of actors over.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you going to do? And so they had like all these really cool digital projections, a lot of video art in it, which is very innovative.
You know,
like making... turning that limitation into something really cool.
Right, things about related and about literary does not have to be like literary. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think they also paired some authors in a way that was really interesting.
Huh.
And they had like a Singaporean writer and a Nigerian writer talking about, both women talking about like kind of passion and the erotic in mm-hmm. your work and like gender and I guess fairly conservative societies.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that was very cool. Yeah. I like that. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, really cool. That felt like a very thoughtful exchange mm-hmm. and like a thoughtful kind of organizing of the panels and the people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was nice. Mm-hmm. People showed up. It was also at the National Black Theater in Harlem, which is an interesting location.
Yeah.
And I hadn't been there, so that was nice. 125th Street, though, always popping. You know.
Yeah, is that near Columbia?
No, it's. Oh, the theater or
yeah.
Oh, the theater's not that close. Okay. It's like a 20.
Okay, it's like another direction.
Yeah, uh-huh. It's more central.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I liked it, and we were both living in New York over the summer, and it felt really nice to be back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come full circle.
Yeah, Shirley asked me if I felt like New York was like becoming a home, and I was like, oh, that's like a nice thing to think about. And in a way, it kind of is because I was like. It's the first time that I was living, like, actually on my own.
Yeah.
And alone a lot of the time.
Yeah.
So then...
It's big when you do that. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like you have a relationship with the city that mm-hmm. is actually with the city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I wouldn't say that, like, college is, like, living, like, independently away from home.
No,
like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, what's... And, like, if you're in college here, like, what's your relationship to Somerville and Medford? Like, it's hard to have that kind of individual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it is really fascinating to see, like, fellow Tufts people, like, some that are really, like, spend a lot of time off campus with other organizations or, like, things like that. And then some people that, like, I remember, like, last year that they, like, go off campus, like, once a week and, like, or, like, don't really go past Davis and right. stuff like that.
Yeah.
They, like, go past Davis, like, or they go to Davis or, like, go into, like, downtown Boston, like, for shopping or something.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm being so like, generalizing.
No, but you kind of, like, you skip over everything in between.
Right.
You
know? Just, yeah.
Not great.
Yeah, and it's, like, funny talking about, like, Union Square or, like, Inman Square, like, places that are more accessible by bus rather than by the T.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah, I didn't go to Union Square at all in my first year, though, because I didn't know that I could get there, and I was like, what's a Union Square donut?
What is a Union Square donut?
Yeah. But now that I have a bike, I feel powerful.
Oh, my
gosh.
But
also terrified, because...
Powerful and terrified.
It's... I
no, that makes sense. It makes sense.
My arm is still, like in pain.
No!
And it shouldn't be, but that happened. I can't twist it that much.
Okay, you need to go to, like, physical therapy or something.
Maybe. I also went boxing the other day, but, like... like, last week, though. Last week.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's not
but,
good.
Like, yeah.
It's the last.
We'll see.
Oh...
Okay.
Okay.
Are we gonna?
Yeah. Actually, we are reaching.
We have 4 minutes left on our show.
I know.
It's been a wonderful time.
It has been a wonderful time.
We'll be back as usual, 9 to 10 on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
This is Celeste, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
New radio voice.
I'm gonna, do the jingle or something.
Ooh, we should make a jingle with your, with your ukulele, but
my
here in air quotes the entire thing. Okay, cool. We will talk to you all soon. Bye bye.